Amish just says all four together, so they have to be doima, well, they have to be alike one to the other. Now, Bemaris, Negoyim, Pshita, all four colors, you're Tame, you're a Mitzvah, you have Negoyim on you. Mahosam, Kululich Yuvei, just look over there, Satan, Beharis, the post says Tapacha, that each one has a Tolda, another Oifen, to become Tame, but Pshita, each one's Mitame, says so, just like Maris Negoyim, when the Mishnah says, Shtaim Shemarba means the Chiyuvei, is Af Hocho, who are done by Shvuas. And by Yediyah Tatuma, also Nami Kulach Yuvay. Avad, it has to be that Shtaim Shemaba means Kulach Yuvay. So according to this, it's very good also why the Mishnah puts all four together. Comes out, we're learning out halachas one from the other. It's good why the time of the Mishnah put all four halachas together. I do not make such mistakes to think that Shtaim Shvua Shemaba means two that you chayi the korban and two that you potter. Don't think like that. They all have the same halachas. That Shtayim Shemarba means just like two is Chayiv Midiraisa, the other two is also Chayiv Midiraisa. Can't stay lifter. So back to the Kasha. Huh? I don't have an answer yet. So someone says, Liyalim, another answer then. Liyalim, really, I'll tell you like this. Liyalim, Rabbi Shmuel. Or could be our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. V'chiloi Mechayiv, Rabbi Shmuel Lishavar. When does Rabbi Shmuel say that Lishavar passed? Your potter, carbon. He only says your potter from the carbon of the earth. But he agrees you be chayiv malchus. So therefore, it's good the lashon shvua shtayim shemava. There are four types of shvuas that you chayiv for. True, you're not chayiv a carbon all four, but I call upon him as malchus. So called the chiyuvei. Good. And it could be also. The question is: or it's a lav shame by maisa lishavar. You said you did eat and you didn't eat. How could you be chayiv malchus? For the Shava, for the past, what happens? I ate a lot of shame of Isa. You made it sure that yesterday I ate, and really you did not eat. It's a lot of shame of Isa. So my answer is to the Rava. The Yom Rav also had the Gemara in the third parak. The Rava says, the Feirish Ribsa Torah, Shvua Sheka, do me the Shvua Shav. That Ma Shav, Lishavar, just like a Shvua Shav, it's Lishavar. And you get Malkus for it, Ariba Akroa, Af Sheker Nami, Lishavar. Who are then by Shvua Sheker? A Shav means, a shav means it's in vain. Like you make a shvua, this man is a lady. I mean you. This man's a lady. So that's a shav. It doesn't mean anything. That's a shvua shav. A shvua sheker means you made a shvua you ate today. Now we don't know. Maybe you didn't eat, maybe you didn't eat. Later we find out you're a liar. That's called a shvua sheker. So by shvua shav, what you say right now is shav. It's in vain. Everybody knows what you say now is not true. This stand is an animal. It's shav. So there's a ribu yechayev malchus there. So Rava makes hekesh, just like by Yeshua Shav. There's Malkus, the same thing, by Yeshua Lishava, by Yeshua's Bitui, also there's Malkus involved. So kids, so we answer the Yeshua Shtayim Shemarba, go according to both of them, that there's Malkus, but it's according to Yishmol, the Mishnah, that Yeshua Shtayim Shemarba, the extra four is true, not for carbon, but it's for Malkus. Now, Bishlei Malchalti V'loyachalti, so Rava's chiddush was only in Lishava. In past tense, Yechayiv Malkus, even though it's a lav shem b'maisa. But in the future tense, what you're going to do, there's no chiddush. So let's see now. Bishleim ochalti. If somebody makes a shvua, I will eat. V'lo yechalti kid Rava. He says, made a shvua that I did eat and really did not eat. That's Rava's chiddush, that's Yechayiv Malkus. What about shaloi ochal, I will not eat. The ochal, and I did eat, nami. Lav shem b'maisa. That's called the lav shem b'maisa, treated as Malkus. El of what's going to be in the case. Oichel, where he says, what? I will eat. Person says, I will eat today. And the day went by, v'lo yochel, did not eat. Amai, why is he chayiv malchus then? Like you're telling me now, a Mishnah means that there are four cases of malchus. So again, bishleim in the avar past tense, what happened yesterday, both ways, that's rovus chiddush, there's malchus. Now in the future, if you make a shvua, I will not eat today, and you end up eating, that's good. It's a lav sheish by maisa. You're over your lav by eating. You had a lav, you made a shvua not to eat today. If you go and eat, that's a kumbi yaseh, that's a maisa. But if you make a shvua that you will eat today, and it comes out the whole day goes by, and you did not eat, so you're over the ista of a shvua, so it says now you get malchus. The question is the lav shein by maisa. How are you over the avera? By sitting down and not eating. By shaviat asa. So the question is, am I lav shein by maisa? If you're telling me now Mishnah means Hilchas Malkus, and not only Hilchas Korban, why should there be Malkus and a lav shem b'maisa? So one answer you have to tell me is, Kisavar Rabbi Shmoel, Atei Rabbi Shmoel Taka holds that like a Yehudi Shita we have, that Lav Shem the Maisa is like an alone. He holds like a Yehudi Shita. A Lav Shem Maisa, you also receive Malkus. Because if it's Maisa, you receive Malkus. For the Mihachi you saw, Kashat Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Stephen Rabbi Yechon then. The Yom Rabbi Yechon, Lachak, Kisah Mishnah. The Yitma. Alright, we'll stop here. Let's continue on this tomorrow. Continue on tomorrow. We are holding Dav Gimel on the base in Shavuos. Again, the Shaila was exactly who does our Mishnah go like? Again, the kids, our Mishnah said two halachas that Shavuos, Shtayim, Sheim Arba, that there are four types of Shavuos, both in the future, I will eat, I will not eat, or else in the Ovar, I ate or I did not eat. And Pasha, the Mishnah's Mashma, in both cases, there's the Chi of Korban Eil of Yerud. So the question was, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he says you only Chayiv in the future, not in the Ovar, in the past. So the Chura Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Shmuel. The second question was, maybe it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds by Yediyas HaTumah, he does not hold from Shtayim Sheim Arba. So that was the question, who is our Mishnah go like? So now we're holding over again, the third line. Now give them a base. Some more says, Li'elam, really I'll tell you the truth is, Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Even though our Mishnah says, by Shavuos, there's Shtayim Sheim Arba, there are two in the future, I will eat today, or I will not eat today, and also in the Ovar, I ate yesterday, or I did not eat yesterday. Arya Bishmol says in the past tense, there's no chi of korban. I'll tell you, v'chi loy mechayev Rabbi Shmuel lishovar. When does Rabbi Shmuel argue and say lishovar in the past tense? Your potter, he only means from a korban. There's no chi of a korban early v'yorid. If you do it v'shegeg, if you make your shavua, and then you forgot about the shavua, and it happened that you ate, you did not eat, then you chayiv, and the key of a korban, Rabbi Shmuel says, you're potter. Avo malkis, chayiv and mechayiv. But in the case where you did it for mezid, in other words, they warned you, they gave you asroah, do not say such a shavua. On its side that it's a shavua sheker what you're saying, you're over allowed, you receive malkis, that Rabbi Shmuel agrees that you will receive malkis. So far we want to say, which doesn't come out the maskono, that our Mishnah is only talking about malkis. When our Mishnah says, shtayim sheim arba, there are two types of shavuos in the future and two in the past. It means to say that you chayiv malkus. If you did it b'mezid, that means you're making a shavuah now. You're swearing that yesterday I did not eat. And the Edom there warn you, say, be careful what you're saying now. If we find out what you're saying now is a sheker, you can receive malkus. You're over allowed a shavuah, sheker is allowed. And they warn you, make careful, don't say the shavuah. If you say it, you'll get malkus. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Therefore, our Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Shtayim Sheim Arba, two to be four cases, that if you do it the Mezid with Hasroh, you Chayiv Malkus. Now the Gemara says, Ukudarova. Aik, Rashi says, you could ask the question, Lishavar, in the past, what happened already? It's a lot of shame by Maisa. So we're into this, we Rava's Chiddush will have late in the third parak, the Yomar Rava. The Pharis rips a Torah. Shvua Sheker, Dum Yid the Shvua Shov. There's a Chiddush in the Kroah that of a Shvua Shov. If you say a vain Shvua, like we said yesterday, that means as soon as you utter it out of your mouth, it's vain. Like you're saying, this omen here is an animal. So everybody sees clearly what you're saying is Sheker. That's called Shov. There's a Chiddush that receives Malkus for that. Even though it's a Lav Shein B'maisa, that's a Chiddush that receives Malkus. Says by Shov. Now Rava holds a Shvua Sheker, which is Doimet to Shov. In other words, a Shvua Sheker means when you say the Shvua, we're not sure whether you're lying or not. You're telling us now with the Shvua that yesterday I fasted. I did not eat at all yesterday. We do not know if you're lying right now. Later we find out somebody comes and says, we saw you yesterday in the restaurant, we saw you eating. So that's called a Shvua Sheker, which is Doimet to a Shov. Lishova, what happened already, it's like a Shov. So that's Rava's Chiddush. He makes the Hekish one to the other, that there's Malkus. Ma Shov, just like by Shov Lishovar, it means something that happened already. Av Sheker, the same thing as Shvua Sheker, Nami Lishovar. In the case of Lishovar, that you're saying you fasted yesterday, or you're swearing that you ate yesterday, and really you did not eat yesterday, that's a Chiddush from Rava, the Hekish, a Shvua Shov, two times, that a Shvua Sheker Lishovar receives Malkus. So if even though really it's a lav shem b'maisa, still there's a chiddush, you receive malchus. Mor says, but in the future tense, that's not daimet to shov. That's a real shvua sheker, and there we don't have a chiddush. So So what is the question? So bishleima ochalti, if he makes a shvua that I will eat, bishleima ochalti, I ate already. Vulayachalti, I did not eat. Kidurava, that's very good. You receive malchus. In the past, what happened? That's the chiddush of shvua sheker dum yidushov. But shelay oichal, if you make a shvua that today I will not eat, viochal, and throughout the day he does eat, nami, that's also good. That's a lav sheish by maisa. You made a shvua not to eat today, and you ate throughout the day. You did an action. You received malchus. Elo, but our question is like this: oichal, if somebody makes a shvua that he will eat today, the next 24 hours he's going to eat something. He'll eat this bread. Fulo yochal, and the whole day passes by, and he still did not eat this bread. So he's over the lav. Am I? Why does he receive malchus? If that's pshat now mishnah, shtayim shem arba. That there are four times of malchus. If so, it's a question. Lav shem by ma'isahu. The court's a lav shem by ma'isa. You made a shvua that you will eat today, and the whole day passed by you did not eat. So you were shev yatasi. You stam sat back and did not eat. So for instance, I'll tell you. Ksavu Rabbi Shmuel. Again, we want to say our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Our tan is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel himself holds that a lav shem by ma'isa is like an olav. It could be Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita that on the lav shem b'maisa you do receive malchus. So it comes out it's a stam mishnah. Then our mishnah is a stam mishnah that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel that holds a lav shem b'maisa is like an olav. If so, for the Gemara Yochi, if so, kasha to Rabbi Yechonan, Rabbi Yechonan. I'm going to have a stira now in Rabbi Yechonan's. Why? The Yama Rabbi Yechonan. Rabbi Yechonan says the famous statement that halacha is stam mishnah. We always pass in like a Stam Mishnah. And the way we're coming out right now, our Stam Mishnah here of Shvua Shtayim Shem Arba holds that a lav Shem B'maisa is like an alav. You're telling me our Mishnah is talking about Malchus. And if I still make a Shvua, I will eat. And he does not eat, our Mishnah says he receives Malchus. So it's a Stam Mishnah, lav Shem B'maisa is like an alav. And still, the Yitma we learned like this. Rabbi Yechon and Shita is not like this. The Yitma we learned, Shavua she'oichol kika zuhayim. If somebody makes a shavua, I will eat this bread during today. The next 24 hours, I will eat this piece of bread. For yavur ayam, the whole day goes by. V'lo yochla, he does not eat it. So both Reb Yechon and Reish Lakish diyamri tavayu, they both say the same thing that ain't a leika. In such a type of a shavua, there's no malchus. Ain't a leika. So chur, that's not like our Mishnah right now. Now what's the reason? Reb Yechon and Omar. Ain't a loika mishum devi lav shein by maisa. It's a lav shein by maisa. Your shvua was that you will eat this bread today. What was the avera that you sat back and you did not eat it? So that's a lav shein by maisa. There's no action. It's not daima to lav leisach some shor b'dishoy. When the Torah says you receive malchus, it's not daima to that lav. So he holds there's no malchus. V'chol lav shein by maisa ain't loika no lav. This is Rabbi Yechonan's shita. This is going to be the theory now in Rabbi Yechonan. How could Rabbi Yechonan say this statement? Said he holds a lav shem b'maisa. Is ain't like an olav? If he also said a statement that the loch is like a stam mishnah, and we have now a stam mishnah, Masech Teshuvos here, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds lav shem b'maisa is like an olav. So that's this kasha. Now, Reish Lakish Amar, ain't a loike. You do not receive malchus in this type. Why not? Hasro sofiku. It's considered hasro sofik. It's a doubtful hasro. And Hasra Sofik Loishme Hasra, that's not called Hasra.
Why is that a doubtful Hasra? Let me see if Rashi says it here.
So he wants to work out the reason why it's Hasra Sofik is because here it's a time limit. Like he has to the end of the day to eat it. So you have Adam going to tell him now, listen, you have exactly 15 seconds left to eat it. He's going to say, well, of my watch, it says I have 2 minutes to go yet. There's nothing wrong, I have 2 minutes to go. So you can never really give him Hasra. And by the time he has this 2 minutes to go, it's already after Shki, it's after the day already. So it's always considered Asura Sofik. You can never warn him, like the last second to tell him, if you do not eat it now, you're going to receive Malchus. That's what Shlokas, that's what Shlokas says. So I call upon him to steer in Rabbi Yechonan. So how could Rabbi Yechonan say, look, it's not Mishnah, like our Mishnah, and he paskins, he says here, you do not receive Malchus. So Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yechonan stomach rina ashkach. Maybe Rabbi Yechonan found another Stam Mishnah. And we'll soon see the Maskana, that's it. That Rebbe first thought to say that Lav Shem Maisa is Loikin Olav. So he made a stam mishnah here, and then Reb himself was chayzer and held no lav shem emaisis ain't like in the love, and he made another stam mishnah. So Reb Yechon holds like the real stam mishnah, the second one. Where's the second stam mishnah? Samara says, "Hi stamma, where is the second stam plain mishnah?" Elaine, if you want to tell me, "Hi stam, it's this one." A mishnah psachim ditnan. We have before Marcus also. Avul hamoiser betor. If somebody's over the Yisr Noiser, he leaves over the Bosa from the Korban Pesach and does not eat it. If the Korban Pesach is Tor, he leaves it over to the next morning. Or else, v'yashoyve b'tomei. If somebody has a Korban Pesach that became Tomei, and then he went and broke one of the bones, is Eina Leika. He does not receive Malkus. Eina Leika is Aboyim. He does not receive Malkus. Now, b'shleimor shoyve b'tomei. If he breaks the bone of a Korban Pesach, that's Tomei. The Pesach says, V'yetzim with Sishru boy, that means v'kosher. Because the Pesach is talking about a Korban Pesach that you could eat. The Torah is telling you how you go to eat this Korban Pesach. The way you eat the Korban Pesach is, eat it like a melech, the Chinuch explains. Molochim do not go to break their bones. So there's a law not to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. But only a Korban that's tor, that's edible. If a Korban's tummy can't eat it anyway, there's no law not to break the bone. Okay, therefore there's no law, therefore there's no malchus. Avo, but the question is, Hamoise b'tor, if you leave over your meat till the next morning, you're over the lav of noisor, you left over the meat overnight, my timer, how come, why is there no malchus? You're over a lav. Why don't you receive malchus for this lav? So lav mishum isn't the reason why, it's a stam mishnah, there be lav shame by maisor. The reason is because by noisor, it's a lav shame by maisor. You didn't do an action, you just left over the meat by not eating it. That's not an action. The whole lav shame by maisa ain't like an alof. So here we have a stam mishnah in Makis that holds lav shame by maisa ain't like an alof. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon holds like that mishnah. Mer says no. Umimai to Rabbi Yaakovi to yom lav shame by maisa ain't like an alof. Who told you that mishnah the pshat is according to Rabbi Yaakov Shita that holds lav shame by maisa ain't like an alof? No, you have no proof. Dilma Rabbi Yehudi. That mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. That holds all over, lav shem b'maisa is loikin alov. In other words, there's another reason why by noisa there's no malchus. Not because it's an ain by maisa. Or mishum, the bo ha'kosav litin asay, acha lois asay. Because the Torah gives a new mitzvah asay of veis tisraifum. You should burn the noisa in fire. So after you did the lav, by leaving over the korban pesach till the next morning, the Torah gives you a new asay to burn it. Therefore it's klal, a lav shenitikli asay is ain't like a lav. Ha lav ha chiloki. But if not for this reason, if there wouldn't have been a new mitzvah essay to burn the noiser in the morning, it could be, maybe that mishnah would also hold, you receive malchus. So it could be adarabba. Maybe there are two stam mishnahs that hold, lav shem b'maisa is like a lav. So again, if our mishnah says clearly, you're like a lav, we don't have any stam mishnah that says, ain't like a lav. So again, it's a question on Rabbi Yechonon. Why doesn't he hold like our stam mishnah here to say lav shem b'maisa is like an alof? So Mura says rather it's like this. No. We hold lav haki loki. The tanya we learned lo yisasir b'menu ad boiker v'anoisim b'menu ad boiker beis just rifle. Sorry, gives him its essay to burn it. So therefore, boha kosev litein esa acha lo yisasay. The Torah comes to give a new mitzvah essay after the lav loyma to tell us shein like an alof. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. These were the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that's a lav shein by it's a lav hanitikli asay. That's the only reason why I say loikin alov. But for the mere fact that's a lav shein by maisa, it would be loikin. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why noisa, because the essay is coming to menatek, it's a kaporo, it takes away the malchus. But if not for that svara, you would have received malchus. Good. But Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, Loimen Hashem Uzeh, this is not the reason. The shame means the name, but that's not the reason, the pasuk, why there's no Malkus. Ela rather, you know why Noiser has no Malkus? Mishum Devi, Lav Shem by Maisa. For Lav Shem by Maisa, and Loikin Olov. This is the famous Machloikus, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether every Lav Shem by Maisa, there is Malkus or there's no Malkus. So again, so we have no Stam Mishnah that holds lav shame the mice is ain't like a lav. It could be the reason why noiser is ain't like is because it's a lav hanitikli asay. That's the reason why. But just for the fact that it's ain't by Maisa, maybe they would be Malkus. So again, how does Rav Yechanan say, ain't like a love, there's a Stam Mishnah that like a love. So Mor says, Ela rather, Hostam, Ashkach, you know which Mishnah he found, a Stam Mishnah that says, ain't like a love, it's this Mishnah. A Mishnah laid in Shavua, it sounds like this. Shavua, Shalai Oichal Kikazu. Somebody in the morning wakes up and makes a Shavua, I make a Shavua that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. And then he says a second time, Shavua Shloyach Lenu, I make another Shavua that I will not eat this bread today. And the Ochla, throughout the day, this person went and ate this piece of bread, Halach Riz, Ein Chayiv Elo Achas. He's only Chayiv once.